Speaker Mike Hipsch and a few other Republican leaders of the state assembly have thrown cold water on a Senate bill to ratify the Great Lakes Compact. The compact, agreed to by Jim Doyle and other Great Lakes governors more than 2 years ago, would spell out more specific rules for large-scale water diversions from the Great Lakes. Some builders and other industries have joined the Republicans in their opposition to the Senate bill. But the governor's office brought the president of a large Milwaukee water meter company to a news conference to endorse the bill and the compact. Rich Musin of Badger Meter says he worries about competition for Lake Michigan water from firms outside the Great Lakes basin.
We use water from Lake Michigan to test our meters, and we return it right back to the basin. We're located in the basin. It's not a problem for us. And I would be concerned if a business did locate in western Waukesha that said, we want to draw water out of Lake Michigan and just send it down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Assembly Speaker Hipsch did not return a phone call for this story, but other business leaders say the Senate bill at least needs some fine-tuning. Ed Willis of the Wisconsin Paper Council told a hearing yesterday that in-basin companies that regularly use a lot of lake water don't want to get caught up in the multi-state requirements of the compact.
We don't think that's necessary or positive. That would pretty much guarantee that any paper mill, non-contact cooling water project at a mill or an electric utility would fall into the compact decision-making standard.
If state legislators can't agree on a compact bill within the next month, Governor Doyle says he would call a special legislative session once a deal is in hand. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.